From Tidbits on April 23rd, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Quicksilver Beta 67. The resurrected Quicksilver utility lives to launch another day with an update to version Beta 67. It's a smattering of additions and improvements, including monitoring of running applications and processes in real time, improved catalog search speed, and rejiggering and simplification of preferences. The Beta 67 is largely a maintenance release that squashes a number of bugs, including a fix for odd behavior when grabbing multiple items in the Finder, correct resolution of wildcards and paths, and restoration of docked panels, and putting a stop to duplicating objects in the catalog when added to the object history. LaunchBar 5.2. Objective Development has released LaunchBar 5.2 with a vast number of improvements and fixes to the keyboard launching utility. You can now create calendar entries without iCal running, as well as specify multiple alerts, separating each one with a space. It also offers improved performance with iTunes, including playback from large iTunes libraries, compatibility with iCloud remote tracks and iTunes Match, and improved detection of classical genres. The update improves the recent items list to include browsed folders, adds invoked text actions to the text input history for use in subsequent text actions, uses the Spotlight Index for retrieving the locations of all installed applications, and retains the menu bar display of the currently active application when launch bar is opened via hotkey. The release also fixes placement of the launch bar window in full screen mode, ensures the bar opens when switching to launch bar via command tab, and corrects an issue with displaying search results when the launch bar window is positioned at the bottom of the screen, and more. LaunchBar 5.2 now requires macOS 10 10.6 or later, but LaunchBar 5.1 remains available for those running an older version of macOS 10. Suitcase Fusion 4. Font management utility Suitcase Fusion from Extensis has been updated to version 4 with a wealth of new features. It introduces the Extensis font panel to Adobe InDesign, Illustrator, and Photoshop, enabling you to activate fonts on the fly. Additionally, WebInk users can use the font panel in Photoshop to create design comps and previews using WebInk fonts. An auto-activation plugin has been added for Adobe InCopy, CS4, CS5, and CS5.5, ensuring that shared InDesign documents will display the same fonts. Other additions include the capability to set font and background colors used in the Previews pane, easier selection of fonts for grouped sets and favorites, display of both PostScript font names and font names as they appear in your app's fonts menu, and free access to over 500 font families from Google Web Fonts. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.